Hello and welcome to the Mountain Brook Baptist Project 119 Bible Reading Plan Podcast. I'm Mary and it's my pleasure to join you in reading God's Word. Today is Thursday, January 12th, and I'm reading from the New International Version. I'm back in the office, yay, with Amanda. We're sitting here and recording. Remember, we are in the section where we're talking about the fall, sin, and judgment. So we did nine passages about creation, and now we're talking about this next category of scripture that we're going through in the progression from creation to fall to redemption, and then restoration or consummation, even better than the first creation. So today we're in Genesis chapter 6. Remember, yesterday we talked about Cain and Abel, and today the overarching theme is just that sin and wickedness are on the earth. And God is going to do something about it. And he's going to enlist Noah as his co-laborer. Okay, the first title in this section is Wickedness in the World. When human beings began to increase in number on the earth and daughters were born to them, the sons of God saw that the daughters of humans were beautiful, and they married any of them they chose. Then the Lord said, "My spirit will not contend with humans forever, for they are mortal. Their days will be 120 years. The Nephilim were on the earth in those days. And afterward, when the sons of God went to the daughters of humans and had children by them, they were the heroes of old, men of renown." Now, I think we just need to stop here, first of all. This is a very difficult passage. The Nephilim, what does that mean? Well, there are different interpretations. One is that the sons of God are these fallen angels who come down to earth and marry the daughters of humans and have children that are giants, the Nephilim. There's another interpretation that I find more palatable, that the sons of God, which are the righteous line, those who are followers of God, marry with the daughters of humans, meaning the unrighteous line of people who have chosen to not follow God. And all throughout Scripture, this intermarrying of believers with non-believers is forbidden. And so it just adds to the downward spiral of sin. Now, there are lots of scholars who are on both sides, and I am not a scholar, but I wanted to stop there and give you several different interpretations. Okay, picking back up at verse 5. The Lord saw how great the wickedness of the human race had become on the earth, and that every inclination of the thoughts of the human heart was only evil all the time. The Lord regretted that he had made human beings on the earth, and his heart was deeply troubled. So the Lord said, "I will wipe from the face of the earth the human race I have created, and with them the animals, the birds, and the creatures that move along the ground, for I regret that I have made them." But Noah found favor in the eyes of the Lord. This is the account of Noah and his family. Noah was a righteous man, blameless among the people of his time, and he walked faithfully with God. Noah had three sons, Shem, Ham, and Japheth. Now the earth was corrupt in God's sight and was full of violence. God saw how corrupt the earth had become, for all the people on earth had corrupted their ways. So God said to Noah, "I'm going to put an end to all people, for the earth is filled with violence because of them. I am surely going to destroy both them and the earth. So make yourself an ark of cypress wood. Make rooms in it and coat it with pitch inside and out. This is how you are to build it. The ark is to be 300 cubits long, 50 cubits wide, and 30 cubits high. Make a roof for it, leaving below the roof an opening 1 cubit high all around. Put a door in the side of the ark and make lower, middle, and upper decks. I am going to bring floodwaters on the earth to destroy all life under the heavens, every creature that has breath of life in it. Everything on earth will perish, but I will establish my covenant with you, and you will enter the ark. You and your sons and your wife and your sons' wives with you. You are to bring into the ark two of all living creatures, male and female, to keep them alive with you. Two of every kind of bird, of every kind of animal, and of every kind of creature that moves along the ground will come to you and be kept alive. You are to take every kind of food that is to be eaten and store it away for food for you and for them. Noah did everything just as God commanded him. Thank you for listening along as we read God's word together. Sin is a problem here in Scripture, and God is fed up. It speaks here of him decreating the world which he has created. He's going to get rid of all the people and all the animals and the land. And God is going to save one person, Noah, and his family. So I guess it's actually eight individuals. And they will be in an ark, which will be salvation to them. I think we learn several things here. One, God is willing to do whatever is necessary to put sin to death. And we see that most clearly in our Lord Jesus Christ, who is God himself in the flesh, who went to the greatest lengths to get rid of the problem of our sin. And also, I want to just think on the metaphor of the ark. We might talk about this again tomorrow, but at the Church of the Advent downtown, if you look at the ceiling of their nave, their sanctuary, it looks like a boat. It looks like the bottom of a boat. And this is hugely symbolic of the idea that Christ is the ark of our salvation. So we enter into Christ and we are saved from the waves of sin and death, just as Noah and his family are entering into a literal boat, an ark, and are saved from the destruction that God brings on the earth to eradicate it of this evil world. One thing we have to think about, though, is even after the flood, sin is not eradicated because there are eight sinful individuals who emerge from the boat. And so the cycle of sin continues. And while we cannot fully eradicate sin from our lives, we can work daily to confess our sins and to ask the Holy Spirit to continue to conform us to his image. John Owen says, "Be killing sin, or sin will be killing you." And so today I just want to encourage us to open ourselves to the Spirit of the Lord for his purification of our hearts. Will you pray with me? Father, thank you for this time together. Thank you that we can be called children of God. We pray, Lord, that you would help us on this journey to be about your work. I pray for my brothers and sisters, whatever they face today, Lord. Would you remind them of your presence with them? Would you give them faith over fear? Would you help them to trust that you are with them in the midst of whatever storm they are encountering today? And help us, Lord, to find our solace, to find our respite, to find our ark of salvation in Jesus Christ, in whose name we pray. Amen.